On the 27th of December this year, Woodford Folk Festival is actually having its 31st anniversary. It's been developing a rich, rich history of musical and cultural acts, and this year is going to be an absolute corker. A lot of Aussies on the lineup, including Earthboy and Thelma Plum. Now, it's an incredible 31 years. It's an incredible part of Australian music history. And joining me on the phone is Bill Harrits. He's the festival's founder and director. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, let's say 31 years ago, this is remarkable. Did you ever imagine that Woodford was going to become such an important part of Australia's music calendar?
Well, we were hopeless dreamers. we used to call ourselves that, but we always imagined that we'd build an important festival for the folk movement. In fact, in our minutes to be read in the morning, I might add, of our first meeting, we discovered that we'd the night before said that we were going to create a festival of international standing.
Congratulations on the success of actually coming through with that.
Yeah, it was good.
What was the impetus to get it started? Did you just feel that there wasn't enough recognition of folk at the time?
Well, there were two parts of it. Yes, folk was sort of pushed into the corners, belonging to a bunch of bearded hippies or folkies, looked down upon, and yet they were playing music that was as old as the hills and very beautiful. But I also felt at the time that the folk movement didn't have a lot of the depth beyond just the traditional music. It wasn't the expression of ordinary people and the arts of ordinary people that belong to a folk movement. So we were sort of on a mission to broaden the folk movement, its dimension and thought behind it, thinking that it had a lot to offer, and it does.
Now, has it been hard to keep the festival basically able to maintain its grassroots kind of non-commercial ethos? Has there been a lot of pressure to go a bit more commercial?
I don't think so. In fact, it's not a commercial festival in that there's heavy sponsorship, signage, commercial advertising. We had a sort of a mantra that said if we did a good job of looking after our people, they will come back and bring their friends. And so it has been, and that's been the stimulus that's caused the pretty consistent growth over three decades. And I can't remember a year where we were disappointed with the number of people who turned up. So that enabled us to continue on with the dream of throwing this wide blanket across what we regarded as what is folk and build a community event that's got purpose as well as something very beautiful.
And it is indeed got an amazing community following and a lot of arts as well as music, of course.
Well, the whole folk thing was not just about music. It was storytelling, arts, visual arts. It was wonderful traditions in circus, street theatre. So it's a very broad canvas of that within that theme.
So, I mean, we've changed a lot in 31 years in this country. I mean, have you been surprised that the festivals remain so significant over so many kind of cultural shifts that we've had?
You know, I am surprised at that. I can't say in the early days that we could have created something that would, as ambitious as we were, that it would have done as well as it has. In 1994, we purchased 500 acres of land, and we've been developing that site for a particular purpose, and it was the first people in the world that's actually done that, develop a piece of land that size for cultural purposes. And we planted all these trees, and now we're sitting under the shade. And it's been, for me, you know, a life's journey to be part of something like this. It's been fantastic.
Well, Bill, it's a beautiful thing to know it's still on the Australian music calendar. And here's to 30 more years for you.
Good on you. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bill Harrits, he's the founder of Woodford Folk Festival, talking about the enduring charm and the incredible music legacy that he's created. If you've ever been to Woodford, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's on from the 27th of December right through to January. Tickets still available at woodfordfolkfestival.com. You know what you're in for if you're going, and you know how beautiful it can be.